go to Chris in Clarkston, Minnesota, listening on EWTN. Chris, what's your question for Dr. Popchak?
Hi, Dr. Popchak. Question I have is an adult child of an alcoholic that my mother did many things during her life and continues to do stuff that, you know, I don't find the forgiveness in my heart. And I'm on top of that, I'm one of six children, on top of it being the oldest one, that have gone out and done things to improve my life. I find my conflict right now is following the Ten Commandments of honoring thy mother and thy father, whereby which the decisions and actions she takes, you know, continue to not bring out the best of a family. And in the whole family, I'm the one that probably is most devout to the Catholic faith. And I'm struggling with that.
And it says on the board here that one of the concerns for you is honoring the whole commandment about honoring your father and mother, how that plays into all this too. Is that a factor?
That really boils down to it. You know, she's getting older, needs more help. I don't want to sound like I'm abandoning her. She has my two sisters, right, and they kind of still survive in a very codependent relationship wise. And the
okay. All right. Well, look, yeah, there are a couple of things here. You know, let's talk about this idea of honoring our mother or our father, especially if our mother or father has had problems, been alcoholic or abusive in some way, and maybe continue to be unsafe in some way to be around as much as we might like or would wish. What do you do then? Honoring our father and our mother doesn't mean enabling or agreeing with every darn fool thing they decide to do, especially if those things are destructive to themselves or to us. Honoring our father and mother, I think, means two things. One, it means that you're going to make sure that their needs are provided for, that they're not, you know, suffering, you know, they're not living in the street, they're not having their physical needs attended to, that you're making sure that if they need something to hold their lives together, that you're helping them to provide that. You're giving that to them for the care that they've provided to you, as perhaps as inadequate as might have been. You're trying to do a good job to see to their physical well-being. The second thing that honoring your father and mother mean, and the Catechism even says, you know, as adult children, we don't owe obedience to our parents. We owe them honor. So the second thing that I think that honor means is that we conduct ourselves in a way that when people look at us, whether it was true or not, they can look at us and say, Chris done been raised right. You know, we conduct our own lives and our own relationships in a way that brings honor to our families of origin and says, you know, boy, that boy done been raised right. He's an honorable person. He's a good person. He's a godly person. Somebody raised him right. Now, whether that's true or not, you're bringing honor to your mother and father by your actions in the present and living a godly life now. And that's what honoring our parents mean, especially in those situations. And of course, you know, to the degree that they are safe to have a relationship with, then we try to work for reconciliation there too. But that's the basic of it, basis of it.